Hello, here is your KVNF regional newscast for Thursday, February 13th. Colorado Parks and Wildlife is seeking input on a new management plan for mountain lions in southwest Colorado. A meeting to discuss the proposal is scheduled for 6:30 p.m. tonight at the Bill Heddles Recreation Center in Delta. Southwestern Region Public Information Officer Joe Lewandowski spoke with KVNF News to talk about tonight's meeting.
You know, every 10 years or so, Colorado Parks and Wildlife looks at our big game management plans, and we work on, you know, if they're still applicable, if there have been any changes on the landscape, populations, those sort of things. And so it's been a little over 10 years since we've redone this plan, and so we want to talk to the public about kind of new ideas and what we're looking at for the new management plan that'll be written up here during the rest of the year.
Big game management plans provide guidance to wildlife managers who attempt to balance the biological capabilities of animals, their habitat, and public requests for wildlife-related recreation opportunities. The management plans drive important decisions, which include the license setting process and strategies and techniques to reach population and harvest objectives. At the meeting tonight, wildlife managers will discuss the new proposed plan for mountain lion management. Biologists have been reviewing research on mountain lions from western states that is helping them evaluate populations and harvest objectives to better meet public desires. Lewandowski said that mountain lion sightings are becoming more common as Colorado's population continues to rise.
You know, there are mountain lions in Colorado. We've got more people, so more people see them. The purpose of the plan is we've looked at research that's been done around the country, mainly in the West, in Colorado, Montana, Wyoming, and currently our management plans are kind of focused on small areas, similar to what we do with deer and elk. But mountain lions are a much far-ranging species. They have big home ranges. And so basically we're looking at revising the plan, and our management units for hunting will be much bigger. And as far as, you know, harvest quotas, those are still being worked on, and those will probably change somewhat too. Overall, we always manage for stable populations. So we have a little bit of a change in management, but we want to make sure the mountain lion population stays stable.
The plan could be put in place for the lion hunting season that starts in November. Those interested in mountain lion management should attend the meeting, especially hunters, outfitters, farmers, ranchers, and landowners. Again, that meeting tonight is at the Bill Heddles Recreation Center in Delta at 6:30 p.m. And here's another note from Colorado Parks and Wildlife. More boats requiring decontamination because of infestations of destructive mussels entered Colorado last year than in 2018, but the statewide inspection program succeeded in keeping invasive mussels out of the state's lakes and reservoirs. While Colorado remains mussel-free, officials are concerned that the number of boats entering Colorado that need decontamination continues to increase. Parks and Wildlife will continue to guard against invasive aquatic species from out of state. Other western states that have mussel infestations include Arizona, Utah, Kansas, South Dakota, North Dakota, Oklahoma, Texas, and California. Where there are infestations, mussels can clog up pipes and important infrastructure, cover docks, shorelines, rocks, any hard surface, and can ruin powerboat engines. Throughout Colorado last year, almost 23,000 boats were decontaminated, and 281 had attached mussels. The number of intercepted boats fully infested with mussels increased by 40% from 51 in 2018 to 86 in 2019. A fully formed adult zebra or quagga mussel has never been detected in Colorado waters. However, the larval stage of mussels, known as veligers, were detected as recently as 2017 in Green Mountain Reservoir in Summit County. In 2019, there were 72 authorized locations to perform watercraft inspections and decontaminations. Last year, the most decontaminations, 2,768, were conducted at Chatfield Reservoir. Blue Mesa Reservoir performed 625 decontaminations. From Capitol coverage, the Colorado House is advancing a bill that would protect a person's natural hairstyle from racial discrimination. KVNF's Scott Franz has more on the so-called Crown Act.
California became the first state to protect natural hairstyles from racial discrimination last year. In Colorado, it's personal for bill sponsor Janet Buckner. The African-American state representative says a gymnastics instructor asked her granddaughter to change her hairstyle.
I do not want my granddaughters to lose their self-confidence because other people are not comfortable with their natural hairstyles.
The Crown Act would update the state's anti-discrimination law to specify that a natural hairstyle is a protected trait in school and at work. The bill will soon head to the Senate. I'm Scott Franz at the state capitol.
And in more from Capitol coverage, a bill to end the state's 112-year-old tradition of observing Columbus Day is moving through the state house. Representative Leslie Harrod says Christopher Columbus should no longer be honored because of his actions toward Native Americans.
We should not be celebrating someone who ushered in decades, generations of rape, of genocide, and slavery.
The bill would replace Columbus Day with a holiday honoring Francis Xavier Cabrini, who set up orphanages in Colorado in the early 1900s. Several Republicans are opposed to the change, saying they should not try to rewrite history. Lawmakers have been rejecting efforts to end Columbus Day since 2007. And finally today, from the Denver Post, a push to protect 1.4 million acres of land as wilderness in Colorado, California, and Washington advanced in Congress on Wednesday, one of the biggest efforts in a decade to save wilderness that could give the public more opportunities for hiking, rafting, and camping away from roads and other development. House members voted 231 to 183 to pass legislation introduced in May by U.S. Representative Diana DeGette, a Democrat from Denver. And that was your KVNF regional newscast for Thursday, February 13th. For KVNF News, I'm Eric Gould. Thanks so much for listening.